Good Sunday morning. This is Mike Sarig, the voice of Vital Ministries, and it's good to be with you again on your Sunday. I tell you what a beautiful week, the first week that we've had in December. The weather has been absolutely fabulous, 60-some degree weather. Who would have ever guessed that in the state of Iowa in December that we're having this kind of weather? Matter of fact, my understanding, there might have even been, we either came close to breaking records or we did break records of how beautiful it was. And we're just thankful. Obviously, we know without a doubt that colder weather is around the corner. I think it's coming on us quick. And also, too, at the same time, it kind of helps us prepare for the Christmas season, doesn't it? As we begin the week of December, Thanksgiving is over, and now we look straight to the holiday season, and what a great time that will be. But today, if you're listening today, you might be traveling down the road, and you turn it on a KBOE 104.9 FM on your radio this morning. We want to thank you for being with us today, and also, too, that as you travel, that I pray that you're safe as you go down the roads. Be making sure in our state of Iowa, if you're not an Iowan, the deer are everywhere and deer season has begun and they are on the move. So be very, very careful out there as you travel today. Also, too, many of you are on your way to church this morning. I pray that as you go before you, that you will have a great time of worship. And also, too, as you get into the Word of God, that something will come from that as you go about your holiday season. And also, too, many of you share with me, Mike, this is the time that I might be in my shop, might be in my home, might be doing wherever it might be, but this is my church. And I want to thank you for that. It's an honor to be with you. It's an honor to be a part of your Sunday morning. And I just want to thank you on behalf of Vital Ministries and what a great season that we're in the midst of. Also, too, just a few things before we get started. Just a reminder that we send out devotionals 6 days a week for both Vital Men and Vital Women. You can go to vitalministries.org. Check it out. You can get it on demand on your phone. You can get it sent by email to your computer. It's a great time to get some insight and get that nugget that begins the beginning of your day. And what a great time that it is. As our journey with the Lord and our Savior himself, it gives us time to be prayerful and also to set right perspective and attitude in the very beginning of our days. Also too, I just want to encourage you that there's so much that's going on. You can go to our Vital Ministries webpage, look up the things that are happening that's going on with Vital Men. We've got some really good stuff, especially what's coming up the 1st of January. But I don't want to go into that. You can go to the Vital Ministries website and check that out. But just encourage you to be a part of that. And also, too, at the end of the year, we would love to be part of your donation list if you possibly have extra. That it's, you know, it takes money to make ministry work. It takes ministry, it takes money for ministry to go on the radio. And I just encourage you, if you have a little bit of extra this year, I know it gets tight, especially around the holiday season, but if you're looking for that special place to do some invest, I pray that you would invest in Vital Ministries as we continue to advance God's kingdom forcefully. And we got some really good stuff coming in, and just want to thank you for being a part of that. But we're, as you know, everything, you know, today we're starting a new teaching series, The Price of the Manger. See, everything we know has a price, doesn't it? Like, for instance, raising children. I looked this up, and I found this statistic pretty amazing. It says now it takes $233,610 to raise a child from 1 to 17. I tell you what, that's a plan. That's almost $250,000 to raise a child. That's amazing how much that is, and there's a price that comes with that. Also, too, the average price, if you're looking to buy a vehicle, is $42,258. There's a price to be paid to drive that new vehicle off the lot, only to see it be reduced in price because now it becomes used. But there's always a price to everything. And it's the same thing, the price of the Christmas season as we worship our Lord and Savior. And there's also was an amazing price that was paid at the manger itself. We often think of a manger scene as being clean, don't we? With three wise men, shepherds, cows, sheep, and Mary and Joseph holding baby Jesus in a clean cloth after giving birth. Matter of fact, folks, I have to tell you, it was the farthest thing from that, from being clean. I know we've heard the Christmas story, but I think it's always good to reflect and get a glimpse of what it might look like. I actually have a small farm that I live just north of New Sharon area, and I have some calves. That's a Highland Scottish cattle. Man, they're furry. They're just beautiful animals. But we have this three-sided building with a roof over the top of it, a place for them to get out of the weather, a place for them that I've thrown straw on the ground for them to lay the cool of an evening. And also, too, it's also a place where I have what you might call a manger, a place where I store and put hay for them to feed on throughout the day. Now, the interesting thing is that I've found in just a short amount of time in my minimal skills as a farmer is what I've noticed is animals will do their duty. Their manure is everywhere. Where they sleep, where they stand, where they eat, it is absolutely everywhere. And with that comes this stench, this smell. Matter of fact, you don't have to go too long and see as the different farmers are growing out and putting their pig manure out on the farmland. And I tell you what, we've had that across the road from where I live. And man, there is a smell like none other. But it also, too, helps the soil. And I get that. And that's part of living out in the country and enjoying farm life. But the picture that we're seeing this morning is that we want to see this joyful picture of all the stuff of what it might have been for Jesus that was born in a manger, but the price of the manger truly led to a cross for Jesus himself. But I just hope that today we get an example of what it must be like, of what that manger might have looked like, and there was truly a price that was paid. See, there's some things that I've learned with animals themselves, that animals need, for the most part, three things. From their owners, they need food, water, and shelter. And when you make that happen, for the most part, animals are content as you're raising them. But at the same time, again, it's messy. And I hope today it gives us a little bit of a glimpse of what it must have been like, again, for Jesus. So today we're going to go back and look at the price that the wise men pay to follow a star. All the way, we're going to go back to the book of Matthew and find what it was about these men, these wise men, these magi, these star astrologers that followed a star. You know, oftentimes we wonder, how did that happen? How did they know? Well, reading the Old Testament scriptures to the prophets, without a doubt, you see clarity in the book of Daniel. And you also see clarity, too, in the book of Micah that said the Messiah, the Savior, would be born in this city of Bethlehem, and there would be a star that would be risen above it. And that's how these men, how they studied. They studied the prophets and the books, and they wanted to go and follow a star. So this morning, we're going to look at the price of the manger, but we're also going to look at the price of the wise men, the price that they paid to go follow and to follow a star of something that they had never seen before. And I hope today that we're going to get five takeaways this morning from that we can learn from the Bible about what it was for Jesus and the wise men. And we'll find the questions. This is my question I hope that we can look at for ourselves this morning. Is my question for us today is this: what price are you willing to seek the Savior himself? So let's jump in this morning to point number one. Point number one is this: if you're at home and you're writing down, you're keeping track of what's going on, they make it a priority to pursue the Lord. Make it a priority to pursue the Lord. We're going to go to Matthew chapter 2, and we're going to jump into verse 1 and 2. It says this: Jesus was born in Bethlehem in Judea during the reign of King Herod. That time, some wise men from the eastern lands arrived in Jerusalem asking, "Where is the newborn king of the Jews? We saw a star as it rose, and we have come to worship him." Now, here's some interesting things as we look at this first point is this. These men came from a great distance. They traveled for days and for nights to find Jesus. They were stargazers, they were magi, they were astrologers, they were going out and trying to find the Messiah, the King of the Jews. And so God gives them a special sign in order for them to travel. They watched a star and they traveled and went all the way to the small town of Bethlehem. I've been to Bethlehem, and it is a small town. And when I went to Israel, it's the place of where they think that different places of where Jesus might have been, and obviously the place of where Jesus was born. Now there's a great humongous church that is built over back in during medieval times. And you'll stand for hours waiting in line to go to the so-called very spot of where Jesus was born. And in that spot, in the floor, there's a hole. And in the hole of the floor is supposedly the place of the stone of where Jesus possibly might have been born. And I was amazed watching what was going on. But people would go and they would stick their head through that hole and kiss the very ground that they thought that Jesus was born. And for me, I thought this was just crazy. I just couldn't understand the thinking. Obviously, I looked and saw and looked down. I'm thinking, well, this might have been the place. But without a doubt, I was in the city of Bethlehem, and that's where Jesus was born. But see, this is my question for us. As we look at what, as the Magi, the wise men, as they went and they pursued to find Jesus, I have to ask myself this question. I hope you can answer and think about it with me this morning as well. Do you spend time pursuing the Lord himself? And a lot of times, just like back then, the astrologers, the Magi, and everything in Jerusalem at the time when they were going to seek out the King of the Jews was a busy time. You know, nothing is, as we read in Ecclesiastes and King Solomon, there's nothing new under the sun, and that is for true. Only thing it is the different way that people get around. Back then, they were moving around by donkeys and camel, and some that had it were horses. But for today, we have horses under the hood. We're traveling at a fast pace and going from here to there. But my question is this, where's the pursuit of the Lord within your busy day itself? Especially during Christmas time. It is busy, isn't it, folks? Man, you got a lot of stuff to look out. You go out looking for buying gifts. Buying that perfect gift puts down a lot of pressure on you, right? But are you pursuing the Lord in the midst of the Christmas season? That's the whole reason for it, isn't it? Because we got to realize the price that was paid, that Jesus paid himself. Which brings us to point number two. They came to worship him. If you notice, as I read in Matthew chapter 2, again, it says, they came to worship where the newborn King of the Jews. It says that they saw a star, and we've come to worship him. Their purpose was clear. The wise men seen the star, and they've come to worship the newborn king. That was the goal. That was the agenda. They came knowing that was what they were going to do. But isn't it easy to get distracted at Christmas? Again, all the parties, the gifts, the church events. But do you truly worship Jesus? Not only that he has come, but that he's coming again. See, the price of the manger has already been done, folks. But we reflect on the manger, and we want to remember. That's why we celebrate Christmas, to celebrate the time of our newborn king that was born as a baby, which now he grew up as a man, crucified on a cross, rose 3 days later from the dead, and now sits with the right hand of the Father. So do you worship him during the time of the Christmas season? Do you take the time? That was the goal of the wise men. Which brings us to point number three this morning is this. Nothing could divert their mission. And I want to show us something. Let's continue reading as we look at verses 3-8. It says this. It says, King Herod was deeply disturbed when he heard this, as was everyone in Jerusalem. He called a meeting of the leading priests and teachers of the religious law and asked, "Where is the Messiah supposed to be born?" "In Bethlehem of Judea," they said, "for this is what the prophet wrote. And you, O Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are not the least among the ruling cities of Judah. For the ruler will come from you who will be the shepherd for my people Israel." When Herod called for a private meeting with the wise men, and he learned from them the time and where the star first appeared. Then he told them, "Go to Bethlehem, search carefully for the child, and when you find him, come back and tell me, so I can go and worship him too." Man, there is a lot going on in the Bible right there as we read that this morning. We're going to try to break it down a little bit, but when they this is what was interesting when we look at this. When God gave them a sign, they pursued it. That was their goal. That was their mission. They did not relent. And the other thing is that they didn't allow any other distractions. See, the distraction along the way was this. As they went to the city of Jerusalem, the distraction was King Herod himself. See, King Herod, he is an evil ruler. He's actually a part Jew. But the interesting thing that is, as I was in Israel, I saw all the things that King Herod had built. Without a doubt, that man had vision for the nation of Israel itself, because you can go in a lot of those buildings are the very things and structures that I see that are standing that was once created by the thoughts of King Herod. But as we look at this, see, Herod couldn't stand that there was possibly another king. Matter of fact, he couldn't stand that possibly somebody within his own family. He killed family members over worrying about taking over his kingdom. So the distraction was, he goes and he's a manipulator. He knows how to make words work. He knows how to move people. And so what he does is he tries to give a distraction. He brings the wise men in. We're going to have a private meeting. You can come and meet with me. I want to hear more about how you knew to follow a star, where it was at, and also too, where it was going to go and where you're headed. But what I want you to do is I want you to go and look for the baby Jesus. I want you, when you get done worshiping him, I want you to come back to me, send word, and let me know where he's at. Because I want to come and worship him too. See, there's a lot of deceitfulness that's going on that we see here, isn't it? But see, we got to realize that the wise men weren't wise men just out of the other things. They also knew how to discern people, and they could discern the heart, in my mind, the intentions of the evil that Herod wanted. So I want to ask you this question this morning as we look. Their mission was to follow the star to find the Messiah. What I want to ask you today, what's your mission for following Christ in your life? See, we're all here put on a purpose for this in this world, aren't we? You know, I have a good friend of mine, Steve, and he lives up close to where I live, a great friend, also too, a good farmer and whatnot. And he's getting ready. He was sharing with me he's needing to go on the road and travel the states and get in his semi and travel for a period of time. And we were sitting, and I was sitting in his pickup, and we were talking about his journey. What's his mission? And I encouraged him to allow the mission for him. He says, Mike, he says, I've went and grabbed some extra cash. So as I'm out on the roads and I see different things that are going on with people, that I might gift them, that the Holy Spirit will show me people who are in need. See, that's his mission for 2.5 weeks. He's going to go out and love on people as he travels down the highway. You know, it's kind of like that song that we hear on the radio, eastbound and down, loaded up in truck, and that's exactly what he's doing. He's on the road and he's trucking. He's hauling whatever it might be from city to city. But the mission isn't what he's hauling to the city. The mission is he wants to be one of Christ's ambassadors and love on people and show them the love of Christ. That's the mission. So we all have a mission in our lives, and I especially encourage you during the holiday season, because we got people all around us in need, people who are needing things that during the holiday season, it's a tough time. Not only some people have lost family and loved ones that causes depression in their lives, but there also too is people who just don't have enough at the end of the day, and not being able to maybe give a gift to a loved one, to giving gift to their children. So I'm going to encourage you this during this season. What if your mission for the month of December was to look and to find someone or some other people along the way and have some extra cash so you can love on them and be an example, be an ambassador for Christ during Christmas season, and realize, again, the price of the manger was a price that was paid by blood to cover yours and my sins. And I think that will help us. That helps our heart in the midst of the Christmas season. Which brings me to point number four. The wise men didn't just worship Jesus with words, but they worshiped him with their generosity. Let's go look at number 11, verse 11, and this is what it says. They entered the house and saw the child with Mary, and they bowed down and worshiped him. Then they opened their treasure chest and gave him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. See, gold and frankincense and myrrh was treasures. Was treasures that they brought from their homeland to give to Jesus himself. And we will find later on in the story that these treasures would actually help Jesus in a journey. A vision, a dream that his earthly stepfather Joseph would have that would actually keep the Christ child safe over King Herod's lunacy and his obsession of wanting to be a king. So we always have these offerings, and we know about the gold because gold has to do with kingly order. And frankincense has to do with priesthood. And the myrrh had to deal with Christ's death, a foretelling. So I want to ask you this question this morning as we've talked about each point of having a question of what goes in alignment of what we've just read. What true offerings do you give to Jesus? Think about that for a second. You know, we talk about giving offerings to other people, but what true gifts and offerings do you give Jesus yourself? I want to encourage you. I had a good friend of mine, Tony. He was sharing with me, and I didn't realize that to be in 25 books in the book of Luke. He said, he said in my devotionals, I'm reading each chapter for each day all the way to get chapter 25 as I go for the Christmas season. And he was sharing that with me, and that's something that he was going to do. But what I like about it, it also, too, if you read the book of Luke, you will see, obviously, the beginnings of Christ himself and also, too, being born in a manger. But it will take you all the way through the crucifixion and also, too, the place where Jesus goes back to be with the Father, 25 chapters. What if that was the gift that you gave? You got time, you spent time in the Word studying about not only the birth, the miracle of Jesus being born himself to from the virgin birth from Mary, but also to the price that was paid on Calvary, the price of his blood. Can you give your time? Can you give space for Christ in your everyday busy lives? Which brings me to point number five. Our final point this morning is this. They returned another way. And that other way came with a price. And let's finish this in verse 12. It says this. It says, when it was time to leave, they returned their own country by another route. For God had warned them in a dream not to return to Herod to escape to Egypt. That's amazing, isn't it? That the angel, God sent an angel of the Lord in a dream for them to go another way. See, folks, genuine worship will transform you. It will make you take a different path. I'm going to say that again. Genuine worship will transform you. It transforms your life to a point that you will make a different path in life itself. See, we're all on a journey, aren't we? God has set on a course of time. But what I have found in my own life, that the course gets changed because God's direction of what he's doing in my life. And I know that he does the same thing. See, in the dream, the wise men were divinely warned not to go back to King Herod. See, folks, this is what I think, and all of it that it matters to us is this. See, Jesus wants to transform, instruct you, and change your life. That is the price of the manger to follow the Savior. And it takes a moment for us just to sit in that, doesn't it, a little bit, as we think about the Christmas story, that there was truly a price of the manger itself, but there's also a price for us to pay. So Jesus paid a price for you this morning. Maybe this morning you have never accepted Jesus Christ as your Savior. Today could be that day if you're in my listening voice this morning. Maybe today you could ask the Lord to be the Savior of your life. What a gift. That's the reason why he came. That was the price of the manger, folks. And also, too, the price of the manger continues as those of us who are Christians. Because the Holy Spirit moves within us to have changed and transformed lives in the busyness of our everyday journey of life itself. And it's easy to miss the moments in which Jesus gives us. See, we're going to continue this series all this month, The Price of the Manger. We just talked about the wise men, the price. We're going to talk about Joseph. We're going to talk about an innkeeper. And we're going to talk about Mary. See, there's prices that all of them paid. The price for the wise men was to leave their homeland, to follow the star, and to worship the newborn king, and to give earthly treasures to him for his journey at 2 years old. That is powerful. Will you pray with me, folks? Dear Jesus, again, I want to thank you for this day. I want to thank you for the opportunity to come and preach the word this morning, Lord. I pray that maybe somebody that's in my listening voice this morning has never truly asked you to be Lord and Savior of their lives. It's simple. All we have to do is confess with our mouth that we are sinners and believe by faith that Jesus can save us. That's all it takes. It's not hard. It's simple. And then we can live a transformed life. That's what you want us to do, Lord. Help us to live transformed lives as we realize the price of the manger that you paid. And we thank you, Jesus, for being our Savior and ultimately being our Lord. And we praise you and we thank you for this Christmas season. In your name I pray, amen. Folks, I don't want you to forget about the challenge that I want to ask you to do. Look this season to somebody who you might be able to bless, to love on, to give something more. Maybe it might be financial. Maybe it might be a gift. Might be maybe somebody you just simply give time that you've never done with before. Be that person during the Christmas season. And I guarantee your heart will be filled with joy. I'm Mike Sarig, the voice of Vital Ministries.